From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Special education laws have only been around in the U.S. for the last 50 years. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, or IDEA, passed in 1975. When Part B passed in 2006, there was a push for more inclusive education. This meant the closure of many separate state-funded schools for the disabled across the country. But Missouri still has 34 of these separate schools. What does this mean for parents and students? KBIA looked into this in a five-part series, exploring the paths of Missouri's special education. Today, in Part 3, Ashley Reese and Heather Adams explore what both the public schools and these separate state schools have to offer.
Well, the ship in the movie is called the Nautilus because a Nautilus, folks, can withstand about anything.
It's 2 p.m. on a Monday at Farmington High School in Farmington, Missouri. Tim Banger stands at the head of the classroom, asking his students questions about the poems they just read. Hands shoot up in the air. Among them is the hand of Spencer Hoffmeister. Spencer works alongside the rest of the students. He jokes around with them. He answers Banger's questions. But Spencer has a few extra challenges to face compared to many of his classmates. He learns at a different pace than his peers, and he's had developmental delays with his speech. His teachers, peers, and parents have noticed remarkable changes in his communication skills over the past few years. Jenny Bowling is a paraprofessional who's been working with Spencer since he started high school. He's a junior now.
I remember walking down the hall the day that he called me Mrs. Bowling, and I had tears in my eyes. Like, we stepped over this new line and this, you know, new connection, and now he talks nonstop. He's chatty Spencer, and see?
Spencer's mom, Michelle Hoffmeister, remembers when he was diagnosed with a cognitive impairment at age 5. She says at first she wasn't sure where to turn.
The maze was like too overwhelming for me. I think there were resources out there, but I don't know if I thought I was supposed to look for them or if they were coming to me.
In Spencer's initial IEP meetings, it was suggested he apply for a state school, but Hoffmeister felt her son could get more out of a public school setting. Hoffmeister says Spencer's kindergarten teacher was wonderful and empowered her as a mother, ultimately turning her into what others describe as a pioneer for special education.
And basically said, you're the expert on your child. If something doesn't feel right, then don't do it, but you know better about your child than anybody.
I want a drink.
Sophia attended her first day of kindergarten in Columbia Public School District. But instead of being in a room with her peers, Sophia was taken into a separate classroom. She is blind and has cerebral palsy, making it difficult for her to be in the regular education classroom. Sophia's not her real name. We're using an alias because she's a foster child taken during an emergency situation. The school worked with her guardian, Lisa Thomas, to have her IQ tested, and it was decided the best placement for Sophia would be at Delmore A. Cobble State School for the Severely Disabled, where she has been for the past 2 years. Thomas says she likes the school because Sophia needs physical therapy, occupational therapy, orientation of mobility, music therapy, speech therapy, and has various medical needs, all of which she can easily receive at the state school.
Since it's a whole school, the therapists are able to take her out of the classroom and work with her outside on the playground, in the hallway. They have a big room with it. She has gym and things like that. So I kind of like the fact that she's able to spread out. It's not just one self-contained classroom.
Delmore A. Cobble is one of 34 state schools for the severely disabled in Missouri. Students at the school are considered low-functioning and recommended by their public school district. Students typically have an IQ of or around 40 and have multiple physical and or mental disabilities. These separate state-funded schools used to be scattered across the nation, but now Missouri is the last state with them, at least on paper. Instead of having completely government-funded state schools, other states have regional schools that are contracted out and still at least partially funded by the state. But with Sophia's disabilities, Thomas says a school designed to fit all her needs is important, especially after all the hurdles she's been through. When Sophia came to live with Thomas, Thomas was only told three things. Sophia was 5 years old, she was blind and had cerebral palsy, and she bit. Since then, Thomas says Sophia has grown tremendously, but in the future, Thomas wants to focus on academics, like reading, which she works with her on every night, something she says the school isn't providing, and maybe can't provide.
maybe because of time restraints and also because of the mental capabilities of the students.
Thomas calls Sophia a little genius, and she's going to keep working with her.
Back in Farmington, the confidence Hoffmeister gained from Spencer's kindergarten teacher helped her find her voice.
Spencer in first grade was basically in segregation classes all the day, except like the PE or the art or lunch or whatever. And it just wasn't right.
She knew her son wasn't reaching his full potential by spending 90% of his day in a separate classroom. So she spoke up. Now Spencer spends most of his day in the regular education classroom, and he's thriving. The social skills Spencer has picked up are something his parents and teachers don't believe he would have gained if he were removed from his regular ed peers. His teachers say he's very accepted among the student body as well. Banger describes him as a kid who's just easy to say hello to. He says when Spencer's not in class, everyone notices.
And it's not certainly because he's a disruption in the class. He doesn't get any of my attention in a negative way.
Bullying is a concern some parents and educators have with sending students with special needs into the regular education classroom. For Spencer, this hasn't seemed to be an issue. In fact, his fellow students even describe him as popular.
I always see him talking to random people in the hallway that I don't even know. Like, he knows more people than I do.
Sophia used to step out of the state school in Columbia and into Parkade Elementary for a music class once a week. But Thomas says she accompanied her and feels she wasn't being included enough, so she pulled the outing from Sophia's IEP. However, Columbia Public Schools say they accommodate their students, especially their guests. Thomas says she is afraid Sophia wouldn't get the help she needs if she went to a public school full-time.
She is getting the therapy she needed. There is not, the teachers are totally, and the aides are totally dedicated and able to concentrate on the students and work with them one-on-one. They're not having to get students out of drawers or not having to get them out of file cabinets or not having to tell them to stop banging their heads on the walls. They're not having to tell them to do all this other stuff. They're able to just to concentrate on the students and work with them.
Academics at the state school, however, are not necessarily about learning your ABCs or learning to count. There's a large focus on daily living skills. Janice Gerken is the building administrator for E.W. Thompson State School for the Severely Disabled. She says their focus is ultimately on making the students as independent as possible.
The whole purpose of the school here is to progress them through the transition to where they can graduate. So we try to indicate employment skills, vocational skills, independent care skills, so that there will be some sense of independence when they graduate.
A core part of any school is the teachers, but sometimes the state schools have trouble finding qualified teachers and have to lean on substitutes. Teachers must have a bachelor's degree and Missouri Teaching Certificate in Special Education. There are currently about 16 teaching vacancies listed on the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education website. Robin Williams is the director for the state schools for the severely disabled in the northwest part of the state. She says it can be difficult to fill the void of a teacher, but sometimes substitutes step up, even going back to school for their teaching degree.
Some of our people are actually, they will come in to here sometimes by accident. A lot of our folks will substitute with us in some capacity first and find that they really do love it.
The school offers various training for both beginning teachers and substitutes. Williams says the staff all work together to help each other when they have a question. Teachers are also expected to help with various therapies throughout the day, even when the therapists aren't there. At the end of the day, students at the state school get on the bus and are taken home. But many of the schools serve students up to 2 hours away, leaving them on a bus up to 4 hours a day. Aides at Delmar A. Cobble try to compensate the long rides with singing or reading to students, but this entertainment is not required. One of the reasons bus rides have been so long is the closing of closer state schools. Overall, there have been 75 state schools built in Missouri since 1957. Only 34 remain. Now, only the students with the most severe disabilities are left at the state schools, as more students have moved to public schools. But Gerken says one teacher remembers a time when that wasn't the case.
She will say that at one point in time, she could actually had students in her room that would read at third and fourth grade level. Well, that's just not part of the population that we have here anymore, because they are served now in the public school.
Grandma? Get up, Grandma?
What?
Get up, Grandma?
Melissa Wright has an 8-year-old son named Nathaniel who recently transferred to Blair Oaks Public School just outside of Jefferson City. Nathaniel is nonverbal and has some other developmental delays. In his last school, Nathaniel was in a classroom with only peers with special needs. When he moved to Blair Oaks, he was placed in the regular education classroom.
After the first quarter, he had met 50% of all of his goals, and he hadn't done that in the Jeff State Public Schools ever. I mean, he had progress. I mean, I'm not taking away from that, but...
Wright says she really noticed a change in Nathaniel when they were at a football game supporting her older son.
Never before had any kids come up to Nathaniel and wanted to play with him. And we were sitting there, and this kid comes up and tags Nathaniel, says, "Tag." They weren't making fun of him. They weren't picking on him. They were playing with him.
She says she didn't notice Nathaniel was missing the interaction with his peers until that moment. And since then, she says she's noticed quite a change in his social skills.
If I'd go somewhere, he would sit on my phone, or he has an iPad. And now if we go somewhere, he actually looks for other kids to play with.
As more students with special needs are now attending their local public schools, many schools have created individualized programs. David Wilson, Assistant Director of Special Education for Columbia Public School District, says they now have an autism-specific program. However, he says their students with more intellectual disabilities tend to spend 90% or more of their day in a separate classroom. He also says they do recommend students to move to the state school, but they leave the decision up to parents and the state.
If parents are just adamant that they don't want their student at a state school, we don't fight that with them. We would much rather continue a good, strong relationship with a family than try to fight them over where they're going to be placed.
Wilson says Columbia has built programs over the years to accommodate these students whose parents did not want to send them to a state school. While the public school setting offers socialization with regular ed peers, simply not available at the state school, he says some students still might be better off there.
The question becomes, will they really benefit from that interaction? And if they're not going to benefit from that interaction, then maybe state school is a better option for them.
Yeah, yeah. Take my...
Spencer's teachers in Farmington agreed putting students with special needs into the regular education classroom is beneficial for everyone. Peggy Harris, a family and consumer science teacher at Farmington High School, so students learn that everyone has their own gifts.
And you learn tolerance. You learn the world has all different things. Every kid in your classroom has something different.
Spencer's friend Jake Andrews says he's learned a lot from Spencer over the years.
He has a heart. He really does. He has the biggest heart I've ever seen. He cares about everybody no matter what. And that's what I really learned from him was caring, putting other people before yourself.
When Wright first learned Nathaniel was being placed in a regular education classroom in Jefferson City, she was concerned he would actually take away from his fellow students. This is another common fear among parents of children with special needs. How can their kids possibly keep up in a regular education classroom? It all comes down to IEPs, those long, detailed documents which lay out individualized education programs for each student and are designed by a specialized team including parents and experts. Banger says technically, he should be able to recite the modifications and accommodations listed in each student's IEP, but he says teaching these kids really isn't any different than teaching any other. As he puts it, every kid has needs.
I guess it would be a teacher's dream to hope that everyone kind of melts together and just becomes that one class that's in the same atmosphere and has to survive together.
The message is something that you guys need to hear, just like the speaker needed to hear it. Does Anonymous go forward and grow, or does it look back?
Missouri's continuum of services helps address the needs of all of their students, whatever those needs may be. But all of these options get a little complicated, and the phrasing of IDEA doesn't give the state a clear picture of what exactly special education should look like, leaving it up to parents, teachers, and administrators to know what's best for students like Sophia, Nathaniel, Spencer, and many others. For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Reese.
And I'm Heather Adams. Tune in next week to learn more on the financial and legislative sides of Missouri's special education.